The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Okay, it's hump day. It's Wednesday. And Linda is not with us today. She's got things that she's doing all morning. But you know what? She gets such a kick out of this. She just laughs. You know, Bob, you watch her in the morning when she does this.
It does provide a degree of amusement.
Well, yes. It does. I mean, but that was your degree of amusement? That degree has got to be like -4 if that's your degree of amusement. I mean, your degree of amusement most of the time is like...
I'm plus 40. I'm the deadpan sidekick this morning.
That's it. Now, there have been times when the hummingbird story got you up to almost 100, which we'll never share with anybody on the air. Parts, maybe.
Yeah.
Not those parts. Okay. Good morning, everybody. It is the 15th of June. It is 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. It's 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It is live. Yes, I started out with a big cup of coffee this morning, and it's going to just get better as the day goes on, because I'm ending up at the fair tonight at 7 o'clock, 1900, at the fairgrounds, judging the biscuit contest.
Ooh, biscuits.
Okay, you know
better
what?
Biscuits than chili.
Yeah, the chili contest, you don't even want to go to work the next day, or maybe even 2 days later. The biscuit contest, though. But, you know, I'm trying to cut back on carbs, and I'm just not sure how the biscuit contest falls into that.
Mm.
But today, the fair kicks off, everybody, and it's going to be just great there. I think it starts today at noon. And tomorrow is senior day, where everybody senior gets in. I think today's kids' day. I think everybody gets in free, kids.
So you got a double bonus with Seniors Day.
Well, no, tonight. I'm going tonight. And but first I'm going to go early so I can see everything that's going on there, go out and check out the livestock and all that. Anyway, good morning, 8 after. And what's the weather look like today?
Well, it's a little bit of a pleasant respite from the summer heat. Cloudy today, a high of only 67 degrees and occasional showers this afternoon. And that's going to hold for the next couple of days. We could definitely see some rain tonight, around a quarter of an inch. In the upper elevations, if you're planning on going camping or maybe hiking up the mountains, be aware. It could get cold and ugly up at those higher elevations up until the weekend. Friday, it starts clearing up, and then we go back into a warming trend. By the middle of next week, we'll be into the triple digits. Right now, though, savor it, 61 degrees. Shasta Lake, 17 feet from the top. This brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Chuck and Judy, just outstanding people down there. And give them a call at 365-3793. You know, yesterday I called on the people, to get a hold of City Hall and ask them, what are they doing about the river trail? Our mayor went to a meeting. They decided you need a dog. Get a dog or walk with somebody. Where is the overreaction that I wanted to what's happening on the river trail? I hear things like, well, you know, there's not that many problems on the river trail. Well, there's maybe a whole lot of problems that aren't reported.
I'm sure.
Now they have a video.
Otherwise.
Yeah, they have a video of this jerk. And I kind of expected somebody to look different. But, I expected kind of like a scruffier individual. And it's not. This guy is wearing like warm-up pants. Black warm-up pants with those UGG-type boots and a black T-shirt and black or a lighter-colored T-shirt and a black hat. Hair wasn't long, and they have video of him along the trail. So let's hope he gets caught soon. But the point is you know, what if you don't want to walk with somebody? I'm not going to get myself a big dog because maybe I live in an apartment. Why can't I just be safe walking down the... And, exactly. You know what? This was not in, like, in an overgrown area of the trail. They're saying, well, you know, join groups that can, you know, take out those overgrown areas, you know, on the trail. This was not in an overgrown area of the trail. It's that one that walks up from Turtle Bay or up from the bridge up to... up the hill, up there to... what's that drive, Dana?
Yeah.
Dana. Hilltop.
Hilltop.
It was up to
drive,
Hilltop.
Yeah.
This was on the wide open area there. And this guy nails her.
So, I want
so this whole thing is a bunch of, you know, and Play says, yeah, I can put people out there for a few weeks, but I don't have the people.
Well, it's like the homeless couple camped across from the post office. Well, we can't move them because we don't have the people to do that.
Yeah.
Why?
And then people are going to jump in and say, well, all they're doing this for is because they want the tax raise so they can get more cops. Well, you know, guess what? If it means more cops. And it means, you know, well, but this is a mental, you know, and if I hear mental health one more time, oh, this guy has a mental health problem. Because now here's what I'm seeing. And this is under the celebrity side of the news. Okay, this is the celebrity side of the news. They're talking about the Orlando shooter. It's under the celebrity side of the news. And that, you know, I mean, you know, it's right there, which immediately I threw up in my mouth. Hmm. When I saw that. But now they're starting, oh, you know, here's a man that was troubled by perhaps his gaydom, or he's conflicted with his thoughts that maybe he's gay, or maybe he's having a conflict in his religion. You know what? I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that he may be conflicted. You know what? Did we worry that Hitler was a bedwetter, or that Mao had relationships with animals? No. We don't care. Because the man conducted a murderous rage at a certain group of people, and he was yelling Allah Akbar. He may not have known which sect he liked the best of the Islamic jihadist, but he did feel like he was an Islamic jihadist that was killing people. But, you know, when I hear this thing, oh, he was conflicted, I just makes me enraged.
Yeah,
that people are trying to
justify any of this.
Trying to justify it. I mean, you know, it starts about, well, you know, somebody does this, is, you know, it's just evil. But, it's kind of like, hey, slavery's horrible, but without slavery, we wouldn't have had the pyramids. I mean, how stupid is that? Slavery's terrible, but it's stupid.
Terrible
and,
is
but
terrible.
Going, you know,
evil is evil.
You know, I don't want to read things that saying, oh, he was conflicted. He didn't know if he was gay or not. So he went down and killed 49 people. Oh, and wounded 53. Oh, because of his conflicted gaydom or lack of gaydom. They don't even know this. He'd go to gay bars. Did he? Did he go to gay bars? Was he there? I mean, were they absolutely positive it was him? Oh, no, it was him. You know, he was at this gay bar. Well, you know, four or five times. Well, maybe he was scoping it out for the attack also.
I'm sure that's great comfort to the people who were, you know, horrifically wounded in their final
moments. Somebody blows off your arm. Yeah. I just, you know what, he may have been gay. Oh, my gosh. You know, does that make any difference?
I'm sure that the fact that the guy on the river trail might have had a mental issue makes a big difference to the woman with the divot in the back of her head.
And they're saying, well, he must have had mental issues or he wouldn't have attacked her. Really? Maybe he just, you know, so what? You get to the point where it's like, so what? So he gets angry. Maybe he's got mommy issues. So he sees, or grandmommy issues. So he sees a grandmother walking down the path and he decides just to nail her. Because he can. How about this? I want to do it just because I can.
Damn it, I want my city to be a place where a woman can walk by herself and not feel fear. Is that too damn much to ask?
Why isn't the city council standing up and, you know what, and they're passing ordinances against massage parlors? By the way, that's got a question too. But we got to take a break. I know. People like it. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit.
Fine folk.
John Scaife, who runs the place there. He knows it all, whether it's commercial or residential. He's got it all. He's the whole enchilada when it comes to finding you great deals, selling your house at great prices, finding that professional property, that ranch, whatever it is. He's the man. Go to his website at pbmerritt.com or call him at 338-2112. John Scaife, Properties by Merit. He is Properties by Merit. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:16 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river. Play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Bingo. Don't miss our monthly $24,000 bingo blowout, rock and roll bingo, and paper-only sessions, where 12 regular games pay $400. Yes. $25 for two books. Additional books are only $5, plus 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the Mystery Treasure Chest game.
For a mystery prize.
So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Wind River.
For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com.
Bingo calendar subject to
bingo is better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. It is 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 15th of June. 61 degrees, only going up to 71 today. We might have a chance for a rain. Hey, you know what? The best part in the evenings is, well, not the best part, but one of the high points of my day is when I fall into my sleep number bed, put my sleep number setting at 60, Linda dials her sleep number setting to 40, and off we go to Sleepy Land. That's right. There's nothing better than this. It's the top-rated mattress in the United States by Consumer Reports. And with the Sleep IQ technology that's on your bed, people who adjust their sleep number settings are 58% more likely to have improved sleep quality. If it's said that, you know, if you've got it at like 80, you know, so you're sleeping on a tough bed and it goes, you know, on from there. Anyway, here's your chance to join Linda and I in Slumber City. That's right. A night of being, when you go to sleep and you wake up the next morning refreshed, even if it's, you know, get this, my hours and hours, sometimes we're only sleeping 4 or 5 hours. And so what's left? So you want to sleep well, and that's what Sleep Number does for you. Head on over to the Target Shopping Center. You can pick up a new Sleep Number bed
with Sleep IQ technology at for only $1,999.98 using it. Hey, how much is a great night's sleep worth to you? And these beds last, I mean, they're guaranteed. I mean, they last forever. I wouldn't be saying that unless it was true. Trish Clark's had hers for like 12 years and just loves it. It works perfectly. Sleep Number, head on over to the Target Shopping Center. Go see Brian or Janice. Let them show you how great it is. Sleep Number. All right. Tony,
good morning.
Yes, ma'am. You've got comments about the trail.
Well, not about the trail. About the supposition that this person is mentally ill.
Yeah.
You know, the vast majority of people with mental illness are usually victims.
Uh-huh.
People with mental illness are not usually violent. A very small percentage of them are.
Okay.
And to blame this on mental illness, I find very frustrating.
Yeah, it's kind of like this thing where they're saying is that the shooter in Orlando was sexually frustrated.
Yes.
I don't care if he's sexually frustrated.
Exactly. People with mental illness know the difference between right and wrong, unless they are extremely psychotic.
Yeah. You know what, Tony? You're absolutely right. And, you know, what do you think? Should our city leadership, I think they should be up on the standing on the dais, beating their fist on it, saying we're going to clean up our trail.
I think so. You know, and this idea that we don't have enough officers, I'd like to know, you know, how many officers do we really need? I listened to Rob Paletti yesterday, and I can sympathize. You know, we do have very few officers for the area we have to cover. But, you know, people need to feel safe,
yes,
and we don't feel safe.
Yes, ma'am, you're absolutely true.
I haven't walked the trail alone for a long time because of problems down there. And when I was there Sunday, I saw two officers on motorcycles. That was wonderful. There were no homeless people on that trail Sunday.
Well, that's one of the things that Rob mentioned yesterday. He says when the policeman shows up, they disappear.
Exactly.
But when the policemen leave, they start coming back. So I think having a permanent presence on the trail, if it's nothing but a bicycle or one of their cross-country bikes, I think it's a good idea.
If word is out that the trails are being patrolled, I think we will have much better outcomes.
I think so, too. Okay.
But again, do not blame people with mental illness for violence.
Okay.
That's just not the way it is. It's not the fact.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
You too, Tony.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. This is a subject we're going to be talking more about here over the next few weeks. But right now, I'm sitting here with the cast of Cabaret, Spencer Stutzman and Victoria Graham. Victoria Graham are here from Cabaret. Now, good morning.
Good morning.
Spencer, tell me about it.
Actually, it's a good production we've been working on with a new company here called Axiom Repertory Theater. Great cast. This is actually one of my returns to the stage, theater stage. We worked really hard on this. It's actually a very interesting first production for a company because it's so risque and out there a bit. But I think it's very bold and the first thing to actually say, we are here, we have arrived. So for anybody to miss this one, they're really going to be kicking themselves later because it's going to be one to see.
Uh-oh. Am I seeing an R-rated version?
That's NC-17. I would say that.
Yeah. NC-17,
you know,
really?
Meaning, you know, teenager on up. It is a, let's say, a revamped version of the 1960s show.
Because a lot of time plays are different.
That's right. And that original show was somewhat different, but they took elements of the movie, that Liza Minnelli movie is very famous, and the original show, and they ramped everything up. So it's been on Broadway. It was about 16 years ago, and now the same. They're doing it again right now.
Yeah.
It is sexy, risque. It's burlesque as far as the nightclub part.
Do we have any nudity in this?
A lot of skin, no nudity.
Okay.
No nudity. But, beautiful men.
Yeah, I've definitely been telling people, warning, you know, if you're going to bring, if you're bringing kids, bring the older ones that are ready for subject matter of that, you know.
Yeah,
that.
And it's well, cabaret.
Isn't the cabaret story, but, I mean, is it?
It's
I mean,
much well, more is, than a night, just the nightclub.
I mean, even the, because it gets into relationships and all
that. Well, it's set in 1931 Berlin, and things were before that, that point, the Nazi Party was just considered sort of this crazy group of people, and don't worry about them, they'll just move on like everybody else. And it wasn't, it was starting to be serious. And they had
one they of could the, see crackdowns coming.
Crackdowns, and one of the crackdowns was on diversity, which was they purposely targeted
gays,
ethnic groups, as you know, later on. So this, what the, in the cabaret is a metaphor for what's going on in the lives of these, quote, real people, which were represented by actors like myself and Spencer here.
Wow.
Talk about it. Spencer. Like cool. Spencer's sort of the main.
Who are you? Are you the MC?
No, I'm not the MC. I play Clifford Bradshaw, the American writer who travels to Germany trying to finish his novel. And so my interesting part is being in the middle of this vortex while all this insanity basically is happening around me. The cabaret, life is so fast. The tagline, In Here Life is Beautiful, is really kind of an interesting metaphor, because once you step in this cabaret, it's like how bad is it outside of here from how interesting and dark things start to get inside that cabaret. So one of the coolest parts to me is to watch.
So is life really that beautiful in there?
In there, it starts beautiful.
It's
and then it just, it really starts, it starts building, because once you see between every scene that we have that's outside of the club, there is a scene that complements it, and a musical number that happens inside the club that almost kind of plays off of the events.
Okay, now where's this going to be at?
This is at the Anderson High School Performing Arts Center, which is on Ferris, 1471 Ferry Street, F-E-R-R-Y, in Anderson. And it's about a 400-person theater, very intimate, really. And we have some really interesting seating, because, kind of the main stadium seating, and then the in the front. And they've actually set up some cabaret tables for people to sit at.
Yep, we've built a catwalk that comes right through the middle of it to a second stage. It sits
so we're
out,
right
like
in there with you.
Out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you kind of like that. I'm almost jealous I'm not in the crowd,
and that's hard,
because you get to feel a part of the show while you're there, so it's really cool.
The band for this is just, it's every style of music you can think of, and the band is superb.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Well, this sounds like really pretty cool. So who's the Axiom Repertory?
Ken Hill, he used to teach out at college, and Nancy Dutton, she's the assistant director, and there's actually a great group of people. Ronnie Grandel is our dance director. Then we have Tracy Shoemaker. She's doing all of our props. Lizzie Stockton's doing all of our costume. We have a really a great team. Oh, we can't forget she was talking about. Our pit man is really incredible. And Adam Devine is doing a great, great job with that. This is Adam's first time being a musical director of a show. And he has really stepped up to the plate and done a phenomenal job.
He's a phenomenal musician himself.
Yes.
Axiom really is part of the Axiom Repertory Theater's mission is to produce very exciting, professional caliber
more
theatrical
adult,
experience.
More adult.
And it's, diverse.
Yeah, more diverse.
Regular plays, comedies, etc. But some of the things that you won't see done over and over again here. And I am personally, my experience is odd because I was brought in about 9 days.
Saving grace of this thing.
This is what, and people don't realize this, but Victoria is such a pro and has been in so many different musicals and all types of plays around here that 9 days ago, the lead in this, for some reason,
one of our leads in this,
had family emergencies or something.
Yeah, personal reasons. Yeah,
9 days, and so they said, "Hey, come here and learn this part." And you did.
And it's been a joy because I've always wanted to play. Her name's Frau Schneider. She is one of the middle-aged German woman who runs a boarding house where Cliff ends up living. And she is she's one of the people who's just kind of hung on through all the wars and the inflation and all that in Germany.
Been there for basically everything.
And everybody, remember this is 1931 Germany. And everything that's happening, the Nazi party is starting to rise. And all the changes are happening.
Part of it is that she's kind of starting a romantic relationship with a Jewish merchant, who lives also in the burning place. Not necessarily a good combination for the things that are going to come.
Yeah,
it's exciting. I have gorgeous music.
That's the great thing about the concept matter is seeing everything that's happening in Germany and the direct correlation that it has with the characters and
if all this wasn't happening,
would these characters have been better off? What would have been like if that wouldn't have happened?
And it's a very rich script. I mean, you will be dramatically entertained, lots of comedy,
yes.
And the dancing and the fun, and it's just a brilliant, brilliant show.
Okay. Cabaret, it's going to be Thursday through Saturday from June 16th to July the 2nd. And then June 19th, Sundays, June 19th. June 16th through July 2nd, and then Sundays, that's Thursday through Saturday,
right.
At 7:30 p.m., and then Sundays at 2 p.m. from June 19th through July 3rd. This is going to be out at the Anderson Performing Arts Center on Ferry Street there in Anderson. Cabaret, in here, life is beautiful.
And,
it's going to be great.
And tickets are available at a website, axiomrepertorytheater.com. Also, the phone number is 530-949-0048.
Sounds like a great time.
Yeah. And I'm going to offer you 4 tickets for listeners, and
okay.
So I'm going to I'll be giving Carl the arrangements for that. So,
okay.
If you're interested,
so we'll
give
be
a
giving
call
away in. Tickets to Cabaret. It sounds like it's going to be great. Okay, thank you so much, gang.
Thank you.
All right, hey, we're going to
not right this second, by the way.
What?
The tickets we're not giving away this very.
Not
oh,
right
I'm sorry,
now.
Not right now.
Yeah, don't start calling yet. We'll give them away. We'll start giving them away very soon. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Lane Bishop. And you want to talk about how do you get your idea for in a story? How do you get that to into the movies? Well, Lane is an Emmy Award winning producer and director, and is going to tell you exactly how to do that. And what she has done to bring stories of your imagination into life, into movies. We'll be right back.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five-Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five-Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five-Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabot. Linda is on assignment today. And it is 25 minutes until the hour of 8. 61 degrees out there, going up to 71 today. Yes, that's right, 71. We go from 100 to 71 in a week, and then we're going to go back up to 100 next week. So enjoy it while you can. We may actually get rain.
Roller coaster weather and rain is a definite possibility, especially higher elevation.
That makes your stomach get upset. Roller coaster rain? Nah.
Nah. It's a respite. When it settles down on June 1st and stays in the, 90-plus until September, that's a little bit of a drag.
Yeah, a little bit. Hey, weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Wellgate Sports Club. You know, when it's really hot out there, you really don't want to go out and work out. So you go into the Wellgate Sports Club, the club, as we like to call it. Bob, I, Linda, all of our friends that are there. It's got all types of great machines and great things
to
work out.
They just invested heavily in new machines.
New machines. They bought it and they opened it up. Rich Novelli did. And they have just made this into the sports club for Reading and the surrounding areas. I tell you what, you're not going to get any better. Saltwater pool that you can work out in. You know, it saves wear and tear on your body, but still gives you a lot of good resistance training. The locker rooms have all been redone. You can either use machines, or you can use free weights. They've got it all, plus a great staff, towel service, and Bohem Spa is right in the middle of it. One of your memberships has the ability to go to two of the spa sessions. Bob goes in there, Bad Bob goes in there and gets a facial and a petty, once a month. And so he just keeps that fresh look on your face there, buddy.
Yeah, they work on my toes. I have to call it a hazmat team.
Okay, look, you know what? Have you ever wondered when you're reading, when you're watching a movie, and it said it's based on a book. How does this work? I mean, the inside of Hollywood and how things work there has always kind of fascinated me. Linda's been in the business a long time, too. But we've got, as our guest today, Lane Bishop, who has written a book called Sell Your Story in a Simple Sentence, Advice from the Front Lines of Hollywood. Good morning, Lane, and thanks for being patient with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, you you're not just somebody coming out of left field. I mean, you've won an Emmy, 6 Tellys. I mean, you're a CEO of Vast Entertainment. And you've been called the book whisperer. What?
Yes.
How do you get called the book whisperer?
It's because I set up so many books going to screen. My company, Vast, that's all I do, basically, is I do book-to-screen adaptations. So I turn novels, or actually pre-novels, because I get them prior to going to a publisher. So I turn them into TV shows and movies and the like.
Okay, now, so you take the book. Do you do a treatment on it, I think? Is that what they call it? So, and then you send it to somebody, or they are already kind of looking for a certain kind of story?
It depends on the material. Sometimes if the material, for example, I produced and directed a movie for Lifetime called The Choking Game, and it was based on a book called Choke. And when the book came in, it was middle grade. It was like age 9 to 14. And I knew there's like very few buyers for that age. So I had to bring in a screenwriter to do a treatment where everybody was aged up, and I played up the mother-daughter story because I knew I wanted to go to Lifetime. So sometimes I do that. 9 times out of 10, I do what's called the log line. That's where my book came from, actually. Sell Your Story in a Single Sentence is based on my own experiences, which is I only have 5 seconds on the phone to sell it. So I had to figure out a way to create a selling sentence out of an entire book.
Yeah, okay, now, I saw that in there, and my wife, Linda, like I said, has been in entertainment business. She says you walk in, if you get past the first gate, when you walk in, they say, sing us a song, and it's going to be a cappella, and they know within the first few notes if they want to keep you or listen to the rest of it. So I imagine that's just the same thing with the book. Okay, so is it the same sentence, except with just like a different subject?
Well, what happens is I basically focus on what's most unique about that work, because for me, I know how these guys work. They all want the shiny new toy. They want, you know, whatever nobody else has, what feels different and fresh. So I'm trying to figure out what is most unique about that work and turn it into a sentence. So I'll give you an example, my favorite example. I was brought a book by a woman who, you know, has 300 pages about her life, and she was into drugs, and her boyfriend was into drugs, and they went to prison. And I kept saying to her, you know, I've seen the movie Traffic, so how is this different? And we went back and forth for eons. And you know, for me, it's always about the specifics. It's the specifics that make it unique with any story. So ultimately, I got down to the log line, which was, this is the story of a woman who at only 19 ran the biggest drug cartel in U.S. history.
Oh, wow. Okay,
so that's how you do
that's
it.
That's a grabber. That's a
that
grabber.
That sounds so easy, right? But it took me like, you know, 3 weeks to do that.
Yeah, it always sounds easy after it's over, you know. Hey,
exactly.
Did that one make it into the movies?
It's being developed right now for a feature film.
19 and ran the biggest drug cartel in the United States. Wow.
Yep.
Okay, now, do you, Is this kind of work here? I mean, when you're doing this, I mean, so you find it and you pitch it, and then and sometimes you bring the project to the screen. Do you stay on after it, or do you direct them? Because you are a director and a producer.
I stay on them, like with the Duff. The Duff took me 6 years. I found the Duff. Well, actually, now it's about 6.5 years ago, which finally came out last year. And I stayed on it, you know, through the entire process. Literally, I helped find the screenwriter. I helped develop the screenplay, everything. I don't usually direct them, even though I started off as a director in the industry.
Uh-huh.
With The Choking Game, it just sort of was like timing. Like, I knew the script. I knew the book. I was working with the screenwriter who was developing it before it even got greenlit. So by the time they greenlit it, which means, hey, we want to go to production, I couldn't get anyone else up to speed quick enough. So I became the director. Funny how that works.
That's cool. I have a question. Why is it these days that everything that's hitting the screen feels recycled? Can you explain that to me?
I think Hollywood, one of the things that I know most about the industry is everyone who's on the buying side is afraid of getting fired. So they feel like if they, for example, the reason they like books, if it has a built-in audience, they know they're going to have people come to see the movie. Or, you know, if it's something that you've heard of before,
Jack Reacher, Jack Reacher
it.
Books.
So that's where that stems from. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like the Jack Reacher books. Jack Reacher, those books have got millions of copies in print. And people that read the Jack Reacher books, you know, they I don't know what, you know, but they follow his story. But then Jack Reacher is a 6'5" guy that shaves his head and doesn't, you know, he buys new changes of clothes. The only thing he carries with him is a toothbrush, a portable toothbrush. And yet they put Tom Cruise in the lead part, as the lead actor for that. And when they brought it to the screen, but I guess it made money. But because that's kind of what you're saying is that most of the Best Picture nominees come from books.
That's right. It built an audience, you know, and it wasn't that way when I started in 2008. You know, people were practically running from the room if you said book, because no one wanted to read 300 pages. But, you know, Harry Potter comes out and Hunger Games comes out and Twilight comes out and they all do incredible. So now everybody wants books, you know, and I think the casting also comes from the, you know, we're going to get an audience. Everybody on the planet knows Tom Cruise. So even if he's not right for the role, they're going to cast him because people are going to go see him.
Well, yeah, you know, and it wasn't a bad movie. I mean, if you didn't know who Reacher was and all this other kind of stuff, but things have been changed. Do you have a few minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to take a break, and if you don't mind hanging on to the other side of this, I want to talk to you.
No worries.
I want to talk to you about how you spot them before they've even gotten onto the shelves. I want to ask you about the changes since we're seeing so many of the
cable channels making their own productions now. And so it seems like the industry is just exploding for people with ideas and in ways to have movies making it to the air.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back with Lane Schaefer Bishop, author of Sell Your Story in a Single Sentence, right after these messages.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello, North State. I'm Jerry Bay with Budget Blinds of Reading, also proud member of Reading Host Lions Club. Are you ready for some football? On behalf of Reading Host Lions, I would like to personally invite you to the Lions All-Star Football Game, Saturday, June 18th at Shasta College Stadium. Gates open at 4 p.m., kickoff is at 5. All proceeds go to Lake McCumber Diabetic Camp. Budget Blinds, we have a style for every point of view. That's the Lions All-Star Football Game at Shasta College Stadium, June 18th.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 61 degrees, going up to 71 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's going to be a little windy and rainy today, probably. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Oh, been in the business well over 20 years. Voted best in the North State 2015. It could be voted best in the North State every year. That's how good they are. We had an emergency on Sunday. They were out there. They had it fixed by Monday afternoon. And in this type of heat that we've had, even though it was a little bit cooler this week, as when somebody can do that, you just want to keep them on speed dial. And speed dial is this, 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. I'm here with Lane Schaefer Bishop, author of Sell Your Story in a Single Sentence. And besides winning Emmys and Tellys and all those kind of things, she's called the Book Whisperer. That's kind of cool. But we were talking about the evolving role in Hollywood, a place of organizations like Netflix and others. So what exactly is going on with them?
You know, the beauty these days is that there are so many more outlets. There's so many more ways
to get your content distributed than there used to be. It used to be you would go to the networks, go to the cable outlets, and that was it. You were done. Now you do go to the Netflix and Hulu and, you know, Amazon, and, you know, you try to find outlets that maybe will do something a little different as well or are willing to take a chance on unique content. So it's really a great opportunity. This is, and on top of that, you can go shoot stuff to sell things. Like before, you need the guy who's like changing the film in a dark bag, you know. Now you grab a DSLR and you run out and, you know, you can edit together a nice little sizzle reel for yourself or a character reel, things that'll help you sell. So we're really in a great digital age here where opportunities abound.
I was just going to address that. You can shoot a feature film literally with stuff you can carry around in a couple of backpacks, and it looks good as what a van load of and a small army of production crew did less than a decade ago. That's really changed the game, right?
That's right. It's pretty impressive, actually.
Okay, Lane, you and I are looking in, you and I walk into the library. Okay, maybe not the library, but a bookstore. You and I are walking down. We're looking at the same books. How do you find the book that's going to become a movie?
I'll be honest. Most of the books that I deal with are pre-books. In other words, they haven't gone to publishers yet.
Oh, so that's how that's how you get in front of me. You get them. They send them to you. Is that it? Okay, I got it.
Yeah, because I really want to beat the book scouts, which are these guys who are hanging out waiting for the galleys to come in so they can let studios and big muckety-muck producers know that they're coming.
Uh-huh.
So I work with a lot of writers' agents in New York, and I get material super, super early. I mean, sometimes I literally get a phone call from an agent saying, hey, this author just pitched me this cool idea. I had to write it down, see what you think. I mean, I've sold things on 11 pages, basically. So sometimes you just know. You read it, and it feels filmic, and it screams to be a movie or a TV show if you think you can get 100 episodes out of it. And you just know. You know, the second you read it, I call up the agent, and I say, make them keep writing.
You know,
so I can set this up.
I don't usually say things like this, you know, but, okay, have you ever missed one?
I mean, I think we all miss one. I think it's really more about, like, you fell in love with something.
Yeah.
And no one else sees it but you.
Oh, yeah. I got married once like that.
You know. But the good news is 9 times out of 10, I guess that's why the book Whisper thing came about through CNN. It's because I had had so much luck. I mean, I've set up 32 projects now.
Wow.
So.
Well, you obviously know what you're doing then. You do Fox, Silver Pictures, CBS Films, Liongate, and Lifetime, and all types of limited series and TV series. Wow. Okay. So you must know what you're doing then. You know, so how did you get into this?
It's interesting. I was a director for a very long time. And you know, I just got to that moment where you just get tired of waiting for the phone to ring. Because as a director, you're for hire, right? So you're kind of just at the mercy of whether there's something around that somebody might want a director for. And slowly but surely, I thought, you know, I just want to start making my own content. I don't want to wait for the phone to ring. I want to be the person creating that material. And I had always been into books. I was a lit major before I went to USC Film School. So when I was a development executive, most of what I set up were from books because that was my love. And I also thought, you know, if you have X number of reading hours, if you read 300 scripts, honestly, maybe 2 are good. If you read 300 books, probably 50 of those are good enough to be adapted to screen. So it was sort of a higher return for the number of reading hours.
Uh-huh.
So I slowly but surely decided I'm going to produce things that come from book material. And initially I was going to the bookstores, and initially I was starting with actual books that are out. I mean, my first deal was with Sandra Brown, who I adore, by the way. And, you know, it went from there. But slowly but surely, I just realized that when I was going after Sandra Brown, or like now I have a deal with Ann Terry, I was fighting like 900 other producers for the material. And instead, I wanted to try to get stuff early so I wouldn't get into that game. I'd rather spend my time trying to sell it than trying to get it. So that kind of morphed, you know, it kind of changed. And I slowly but surely became only book to screen. And at the time, I was it. There were no one else focusing only on book to screen when I started. Now, of course, it's the biggest thing since buttered toast. But
yeah, but isn't it
at
nice?
At the time,
to, yeah,
it was very
yeah.
difficult.
Yeah, but
nobody
see,
wanted to read books.
Once you start, though, then you are the master, and everybody else is just kind of catching crumbs. Hey, I'm really into movies. I mean, and especially the older movies. And I see things like these huge films, and it says produced by, and it'll be one name. Now I'm seeing films that are obviously not big films. They've got 46 producers and executive producers and associate producers. What exactly is that?
You know, what happens is, and for those who don't know, like producers are basically packagers, right? They're finding all the elements and trying to put it together. And what ends up happening is to get certain elements, you give away the credit. So one producer says to another, look, if you can bring on X star, you can be co-producing with me. Or if you can get distribution through Warner Brothers, then you can become a producer on this. So it becomes more about getting others to sort of rally around and help you make that package as beautiful as possible so that it will sell. And I just think back in the day, you know, there were a lot more studio deals. Prior to the whole, like, Writers Guild strike and everything, there were a lot of producers on lot. So they had studio deals. It was a lot easier to just do it yourself and get it done. Now, we're all independent. We're all struggling. There's very few on-lot deals these days.
Okay, so that kind of explains why I can see 26 associate. Well, you know, but they've got different types. Do they all get a piece of the money, though? Is that the reason?
It depends on how they negotiated it. And sometimes you don't get the credit you deserve. I mean, I did everything on the Duff, and I ended up getting relegated to executive producer credit, which is considered lower than producer. And that's because McGee's a bigger name. And, you know, the people who got those other credits are bigger names than I am. So ultimately, though I did the work, I got pushed down.
Well, I tell you
and
what,
that happens all the time, too.
After this interview, your name's going to go right to the top. Because we stream
there you
these.
Go.
We stream these. This goes all over the world. There's people in the Netherlands listening to you right now. You know,
oh,
plus,
my goodness. You're
plus
making
all
me nervous.
Of, plus all of Northern California. And who knows? Probably the FBI. Okay, Bob.
Yeah, I'm one of those people who sits through the credits, especially if it's a Marvel movie, because you miss things if you don't sit through the credits. But one thing I've found amusing over the years is how the credits stretch out. And now the guy who drove the honey wagon gets his film, gets a screen credit. You know, and I just found that to be, you know, back in the day, the credits were about 8 seconds long. You know, you listed 30 people and that was it. And now it's like 10 minutes.
Five or 6 minutes. Yeah, you're right. The guy who, 843 drivers, all of the strange names. Okay.
Assistant to the assistant assistant.
That's a little crazy.
Okay. Quality of films. Better, worse, getting better, sliding.
I tend to think that television is getting better. I think cable really raised the bar of the quality of what you could expect
on
television.
I will agree with that. I think that's true because we're getting some really good shows.
Great shows.
Netflix. Netflix and, I mean, you get into some of these, and, you know, like Game of Thrones. I mean,
amazing.
It is, and then the House
Jessica
of Cards,
Jessica Jones, and Daredevil, and even Arrow, and Flash.
Right. You know, we would never see that before without the cable TV. But even some of the channels, like History Channel, is coming up with some good shows.
There's some phenomenal programming out right now, and I tend to believe that's really because cable just went for it,
right.
And you got shows you would have never seen on network before, and everybody tuned in. But movies, not so much, unfortunately.
I don't think
you are getting a lot of rehashing and rebooting of old stuff, and I think that's sad. And I think some of the smaller films that you used to just love because they were character pieces and dramas are just going by the wayside because they're not blockbusters. They're not what they call tent poles. They don't bring in the millions of dollars.
Oh. Hey, we're here with Lane Schaefer Bishop, who is the book whisperer and has done so much work. And what she does is she finds those stories or those books, and then she gets down to that single sentence that brings them to the screen and brings them alive. And she's the one that started this as an Emmy-winning producer and 6 Telly Awards, CEO of Vast Entertainment, which specializes specifically in a book-to-screen adaption. So if you've got that book out there, you might want to get a hold of her with a good sentence that gets her started on it. Is that right, Lynn?
Yes, I can do my shameless plug and say go to Amazon and order Sell Your Story in a Single Sentence because it'll tell you how to create that selling sentence.
There you go. You know, this is great. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Carl.
And by the way, we archive all these shows, so if you ever want to, if somebody says, well, what do you do? And if the questions are halfway decent, then you can just have them come to the archives, or you can put it on your website.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, thank you for being with us. And now I'm thinking about this book that's always in the back of my mind.
And about 3 million other people.
Everybody just went, let's go home. I think I can do this.
You got to pan a lot of gravel to find the gold nugget.
There you go. That's another way of putting it. Okay, Lane, thank you so much. Remember, go to Amazon.com for her book. And the name of it again is?
Sell Your Story in a Single Sentence, Advice from the Front Lines of Hollywood.
There you go. Lane Schaefer Bishop. Okay, thank you so much.
Schaefer Bishop, yes.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages with Sheriff Tom Basinko.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The Federal Reserve is expected to leave interest rates be as it wraps up a two-day policy-setting session today. Plans for a likely hike were derailed by a lackluster May jobs report. Prices charged by U.S. producers rose at the fastest pace in 4 months last month.
Driven by the biggest monthly increase in energy prices in a year. The Labor Department says its Producer Price Index, which measures inflation pressures before they reach the consumer, increased 0.4% in May. It was the biggest gain since a similar increase in January.
That is correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Senators discussing how to prevent terrorist attacks following the Orlando nightclub shootings. And correspondent Linda Kenyon says that means a lot of disagreement is brewing on Capitol Hill.
To Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the answer is clear.
We can choose to respond to terrorist attacks after the damage is already done, or we can make it our goal to prevent them in the first place.
And McConnell says that means strengthening efforts to defeat ISIS. To Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid, the answer begins at home, in what he terms an obvious place.
It is a gun control issue, and that's undeniable. There's no question about this. None.
Some senators vow to try to force a vote on closing some loopholes in the nation's gun laws during debate on the next appropriations bill. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Terrorism expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka says that American lives are being endangered by an official unwillingness to identify radical Islam as a threat.
They actually issued a memo to the White House about 6 years ago, unclassified, to the Attorney General and to the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, saying that all training has to be censored, has to be scrubbed. There can be no mention of religion, and words like jihad are prohibited when training our military and our federal law enforcement.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka teaches terrorism at the Marine Corps University. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Authorities continue the search for a 2-year-old boy who was dragged into the water by an alligator last night near Disney's upscale Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. Jeff Williamson is with the Orange County Sheriff's Office.
Multiple boats from the Orange County Sheriff's Office and from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission searched the lake, however, to no avail. The 2-year-old male child has not been located.
Vermont has produced a record amount of maple syrup over the past year. We get more from correspondent Rich Thomas.
It's all thanks to an extended season with low temperatures and more people getting into the business or expanding their operations. Vermont is by far the country's largest producer of maple syrup. The Agriculture Department says the state yielded 1.9 million gallons this year, up from 1.4 million last year. Maple syrup retails for an average of about $48 to $52 per gallon.
That's correspondent Rich Thomas and breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Charles de la Desma reports that the International Agency for Research on Cancer, or IARC, has been looking at correlations between very hot beverages served in some parts of the world and higher cancer rates.
Dana Loomis at the IARC says that even at temperatures below 140 Fahrenheit, hot beverages can scald the skin, and that consuming drinks at even higher temperatures could be harmful. IARC cites countries including China, Iran, and those in South America, where teas such as the bitter herbal infusion mate are traditionally drunk very hot.
Meanwhile, the World Health Organization's research arm has downgraded its classification of coffee as a possible carcinogen, declaring there's simply not enough proof to show any link between Java and cancer. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is eking out a gain for the first time in four trading sessions. It's up by 65 points right now. The NASDAQ is up about 20. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment this morning, 8:05 in the morning here at Free Fire Radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our crew in our chat room. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this.
The pack.
The pack. Yeah. The pack is back.
Running up the pack, yes.
Hey, we got Dr. Maria on here and Sungold and she's Scott and Sheriff Tom's on here too.
That's right.
Well, we got everybody on this. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Don't worry, I'm getting to the weather here in just a second. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great place with a special joke of coffee and tea and all types of little goodies over there. And then the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. And a walk-in humidor that is just simply outstanding. It's got it all. It has it all right there at Tobacco and Brew. And discounts at Espresso Joe's for veterans. Joe and Shelley, super people. It's a veteran-owned business. Again, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. What's the weather look like here for the rest of the week here?
A mix of clouds and sun this morning, followed by increasing cloud showers this afternoon. Thunderstorms are possible, high around 67 degrees. Overnight low will be 48, oh my, and rainfall about a quarter of an inch over the city.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Cloudy and light rain early for Thursday, about the same tomorrow temperature-wise. Then we start warming up as we head into the weekend, Friday 75, Saturday 82, and by Monday, we are up moving into the triple-digit range. Right now in Reading, it is 61 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Veteran-owned business, Chuck and Judy Kinney there. Give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Good people out there doing great business. Hey, you know, just as before we get started, you know, as if Orlando has not had enough bad news, a toddler at the Lake Buena Vista, which is right down by Disney World, a toddler, like 2 years old, gets taken by an alligator, comes out of the lake, grabs the child. I mean, this isn't
like a 1 foot of water.
This isn't like, you know, the kid that drops into the gorilla cage. This is a family that's got a 2 year old. Oh, look, it's the lake. Boom. And there are alligators. I mean,
there's alligators. Alligators all over there. Any body of water.
And
around the houses.
Did it kill the child?
They haven't. I saw it this morning. I was looking on the news feed.
Haven't found
the child. They suspect that they won't find the child alive. They've killed and euthanized four alligators, but
in that lake.
But none of them have had any remains.
No.
And so they're still looking.
But just a minute. I mean, you know, you work with a lot of disasters, Tom. I mean, you do.
Children have to be some of the worst cases.
And that's what I talk. Oh, yeah, I tell you, in combat and things like this, you see.
The abuse cases or drowning.
I don't want to be a deputy now because I swear if I came to a house and I saw a child that had been beaten like this and some messed up parent was there, I couldn't help it. You know, it would not be my fault that I wouldn't just take a baton to him.
It takes a special individual. It's really a calling for law enforcement. Yeah. You have to be able to do your job, control your emotions, and
sometimes you wonder why cops are cold. I understand that. Why does it take so much for people after been in combat several times when they're coming back to kind of like get back off that step?
But it adds up. I mean,
you're on it all the time.
You can't keep all those emotions suppressed all the time, and that's why we have a high stress job.
Do you have counselors all
the
time?
When we have an officer-involved shooting or other critical incidents, or maybe a person needs it, things have built up over the years. We can send them in for a review and some counseling.
I would think you'd probably want to rotate them in there so like every 60 days they got a chance to sit down with somebody.
And then ongoing, anytime we have an employee assistance program, which they can go in and get counseling too, and that can be either for personal business or for job-related stuff.
Now, in the military, when that happens, you know, people are afraid that it's going to impact on their careers. Even though that, you know, we've tried to tell them that it doesn't, that, you know, everybody gets some, everybody, probably most everybody coming into the military has some form of PTSD, from something in their life. And then then it can be exasperated, of course, through combat. But it doesn't hurt your career to seek, you know, some help. You know,
it doesn't. And the big thing is we want people to seek that assistance to be able to get squared away. We had some concerns on a person one time, and he kind of wore his emotions on his cuff, and we were talking to the counselor, and they said that's not the person you really need to know about, because that person is expressing his feelings and his emotions. It's the person that has it inside, and eventually it builds up and can cause some problems.
Well, I tell you what, in the military, at least in the Marine Corps, you're graded on military bearing. Military bearing. That's the ability to be in a situation and not express a lot of emotion, whether it's bad or good. You know, military bearing. You know, it's like the old poker face,
right?
That kind of thing. So, you know, if that doesn't help, keep all those emotions in.
Many years ago, when I was a young deputy, we were having a family dinner. I think it was Thanksgiving, and I was with my parents, and I have three older siblings, and we were all gathered together. And it was so we had our dinner kind of like around noontime, and then I had to go to work in the afternoon. And so I went in and changed back into my uniform and getting ready to leave. And one of my sisters, she doesn't have some great feelings of for law enforcement because she had a bad marriage with an officer. Anyway, I come out, and she goes, "You've changed." I said, "Yeah, I'm getting ready to go to work. I have to put on my uniform." She goes, "No, you have changed." And my wife said, "Yeah, she's right, because I have my game face on and getting ready to go to work." And I said, "Yeah, we have to prepare to go to work, you get mentally prepared and kind of put that poker face on and go to work."
Yeah, it takes a lot to, and people sometimes misunderstand when you come back off it, you know, that you can smile and have a good time and things like this. And they say, "Well, you know, you don't seem like you've been in combat that much, or you don't, you know." In fact, that was said to me one time by a person here in town. She says, "Well, it doesn't, you know, I met her for the first time," and she says, "You don't seem like you've been in combat that much." And it's kind of like, well, how should I be acting here? You know, I mean, this is just me, you know, that kind of thing. But anyway, okay, let's move on from there.
Yeah, a lot to cover.
Speaking of PTSD, what about an 83-year-old woman who gets whacked in the back of the head by some kind of degenerate ass?
Correct. Very much a concern, especially in our local community here. There is video up on
The guy doesn't look
social media and websites.
He doesn't look like somebody out of your typical laying in the bushes kind of, you know, kind of guy. I mean, he was hair was short, looked like he was clean shaven.
A thug can still be a thug.
Yeah, I'm saying is,
I just hope we can find that guy, bring him to justice.
Well, you know, somebody called in this morning because people, everybody goes, mental health. Well, the person that called in had a really good comment today. Says, because a person may be mentally ill, most of them are not violent. The vast majority are not violent. They in fact get preyed upon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, and in mentally ill people also know the difference between right and wrong.
That's right.
When you get somebody like this who purposely, you know, he targets this person, goes back, knocks him down, and then stomps on her, it looks like, and, then waits. When she didn't move, walks away. I mean, was he trying to kill her?
At 83 years old, with the beating that she took, from what I saw, the pictures that were on social media, pretty bad. It could have been pretty easy. She could have been more seriously injured.
Well, look, let's take a quick break because we've talked about some other things here. The this portion of the show is, well, this is a solution to a lot of that that may happen on the trail. Our next advertisement here for Bostiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, you get that concealed carry, and one of these guys jumps out and attempts to hit you or hit a loved one, then Bostiani Arms has long guns, pistols, and training in concealed carry. It has all of that and all the shooting accessories you could possibly want, all at Bostiani Arms, and great customer service. John and Sarah have a super shop there, been in the business for about the same time we opened up the radio station.
And plenty of shooting accessories and ammunition.
Got it all.
What you need.
Great gunsmithing going on down there. Super people. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Give them a call at 222-8222. Bostiani Arms. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basink. We're going to talk about terrorism when we get back.
Great.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hello, Christopher Fleischman of Simple Solutions here with a question. Have you ever had to wait a week or more to have a household appliance diagnosed? And to you income property owners, who's the one who gets yelped on by the tenant? Despite your best efforts to make prompt repairs, who takes the hit to their reputation? At Simple Solutions, my response to service calls is generally the same day or the following day. I have over 10 years local appliance repair experience. More than 9 of those years with a prominent local appliance company. I have repaired thousands of appliances. You could say, since 2005, I've been someone to trust. Since I'm out in the field making repairs, I do not receive telephone calls. So to get quick, expert appliance repair at lower cost, email me at simplesolutions911@gmail.com. Leave a message with the appliance issue and your contact number. I will phone you back as soon as possible. I really will. With Simple Solutions, you have an alternative.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
No trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, everybody. 8:18 in the morning. Here on this beautiful Wednesday, 15th of June, and 61 going up to 71 today. Maybe 62 now. Going up to 71 degrees today with some rain. My goodness, going from 100 to 70.
It's pretty overcast out there.
Bob.
I want to say that I'm sorry for hanging up on the, quote, gentleman who was on the line, but I couldn't get a word in edgewise. He made some presumptions about this show and wouldn't stop. I kept asking if he wanted to go on the air, and he just wanted to rant, so I terminated the call. But he's invited to call back if he wishes to speak.
It's you know, rants are okay here.
Yeah.
That's as long as they're, you know, done in such a way that you're not calling people names. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Budget Blinds, 226-9027, budgetblinds.com. If, you know, you could put those solar shades out. Put solar shades out. It will cool your house down by tens of degrees, save your electricity bills on all of this, and you get rebates from REU. Yeah. Give Jerry a call, because I tell you what, he can help save you money this year, plus enhance the resale value, or just enhance the value of your house or the ambiance of your house, either from blinds inside or solar shades outside. Jerry over at Budget Blinds, 226-9027, budgetblinds.com. Okay. While I'm also here, is I'm giving away two tickets to the Shasta District Fair. Two tickets.
Opens
Shasta
today.
Day. It opens today, and these are good for any day. June 15th through the 18th. Give us a call and come down and pick them up. All right. First person that calls. Okay. Sheriff Tom Bosinkle.
Good morning.
All right. Of course, everything in the news is this terrorist who walked into the nightclub, killed 49 people, and wounded 53.
A tragedy. A
terrible tragedy.
And I'm glad you're calling it a terrorist, because it was a terrorist action.
Terrorist action.
A lot of people are trying to beat around the bush about it, but that's exactly what it was.
He was sexually confused. I mean, I'm starting to hear that now. And, you know, I don't know if you listened earlier, but I'm seeing that. Sexually confused and had, and maybe a religious confusion, too, whether he was a Shiite or a Sunni or
whatever. Well, they're also refusing to release the 9/11 tape, 911 tape, in which he had some references to
ISIS
and stuff.
He wasn't
confused
that way.
He
didn't know which the people that his confusion was which terrorist group he wanted to be with,
right.
And so he just decided to be with them.
And he was a U.S. citizen,
born in New York.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so,
and they're saying is that he was radicalized on the internet. I don't hear people like Hillary Clinton calling to censor the internet, as I do hear calling to get, you know, take away guns. But not one word about censoring the internet. How can she, make an attack on the Second Amendment, but not the First Amendment?
That's very true. A lot of times they'll immediately attack the Second Amendment and the right to own guns and have them, but never talk about the First Amendment. And I'm not saying let's change the First Amendment.
Of course not.
There was a an assemblyman out of Southern California, and he, on his press conference, he talked about how old the Second Amendment is, made in 1791, and now how it needs to be changed and updated for modern times. But if he took that same premise, that same theory, is he referring to also, let's redo the First Amendment? Because the forefathers didn't have in mind the way newspapers and media is out and about now, televisions and the internet, assemblies. It's crazy.
There was no cell phones or any of that stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, the forefathers obviously probably didn't envision all these things. However, they were people of science and technology, you know, considered Jefferson.
At the time.
Yeah, for the time. That's why they wrote this thing the way it was.
Really geniuses to be able to write things that are standing over 230 years later.
Right. Okay.
But back to the Orlando.
A lone wolf terrorist is very, very difficult for the FBI. I mean, they talked to this guy twice, at least. And he came across, I guess, enough so that they took him off the list. But what they said was the FBI sharing information with the town of Port St. Lucie, where he was from. And did they know, so that they knew that this guy had been on the watch list and all this? Does the FBI share information with you?
Yes. We law enforcement up here in the North State and throughout California, belong to the RTAC, which is the Regional Threat Assessment Center. We have one here in Northern California located in Sacramento. All of our law enforcement agencies have a TLO, which is a terrorism liaison officer. And when there's strange things, peculiar things, unique, suspicious, we can do a suspicious activity report to the RTAC, and then they collect those, and they're the ones that are kind of putting together and connecting the dots, and they report to the Joint Terrorism Task Force as well and share it nationwide. And then if they're getting something that alerts us to something in the Redding or Shasta County area, they're sharing that information with us as well.
So have we had any alerts?
Not recently. They had one where maybe a person was
threatening an elected official. We got a SAR on that, and then law enforcement followed up and contacted that individual. And so that's how those things work. I'm also a board member of the Central California Intelligence Center, which is located in the RTAC, and we meet on a regular basis there as well. We have a meeting today that I had to send a representative to because I have some other stuff that keeps me here, but I attend that
besides
on a regular basis.
Besides the show.
Besides the show, some other business as well. But that's how we stay in touch. And then, of course, locally we're sharing information. If anything comes up, the chief and I email things of maybe something we see either in the newspaper, on social media, things like that. And so we try and stay above. And then our local FBI office, we have some resident agents here. They share the information that they can share, and they also participate in the RTAC as well. And then on a number of our task forces, like they're on our child abduction response team, and help us out for any of the officer-involved shootings.
So you feel like then there's the sharing of information from national, state, and local agencies.
As what they can share with us, absolutely.
Well, see that, okay.
There's probably some pretty high-level stuff they can't share. But anything that impacts our local level, they're sharing with us.
Several years ago, we did a story on training centers, Islamic training centers out in the woods here that train people in gun handling and all these things. And there was one up here. There's a couple of them reported up in Northern California. Was there anything ever reported on that?
Yes, there was.
Are they still here?
I would imagine they are. We haven't got any SARs on them. We call them SARs, suspicious activity reports, because they were also doing lawful activity.
Right.
They can come together, meet. They can
just like a militia.
Yeah. They can handle guns and do things, but they're not doing things illegally. But, we received reports on them. The FBI was familiar with them, and so was the RTAC as well.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Ruth, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I have just two quick questions. I have my dogs in the car, so you never know when that's going to blow up. But the first one is on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the CCW. They're ruling that you don't have a right to have a CCW. I think that will definitely impact a lot of people out at the trails. But my second question is that, take a deep breath, Tom. If you were in Chief Paletti's position, what strategies would you employ for the trail? And just off the top of your head, without costing a lot of money, besides the fact that we need more people and need the sales tax and that sort of thing, just what would you do from your perspective?
Okay.
It doesn't have to be official, but thanks,
Ruth, and I'll answer those. Regarding the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, for those that you're unaware, the Ninth Circuit Court is a federal appellate court for our district, and they recently came out with a decision that said concealed carry, a licensed concealed carry, the Second Amendment does not apply to that, and it caused for some hellacious headline news. And it came about from a lawsuit a few years ago from a couple of people, a guy named Peruta, last name Peruta, and the other one, Richards. And it was out of San Diego and Yolo counties. And both those individuals were denied a concealed carry license by the sheriffs in those counties. And the sheriffs basically said, hey, you don't have good cause, a reason to have your permit. And those counties are a little bit more restrictive on who they issue permits
to. A little bit. Come on. San Diego is extremely, hardly anybody has them.
Being kind to my colleagues.
Well, no, they're
but they are restricted. Like Yolo County has about 400 permits. I don't know how many San Diego has. No, they have more than that. But I know like Los Angeles has around 12 or 1,500 with all the millions of people down there. But anyway, they were denied. It went up through the court process. The Ninth Circuit Court made an earlier ruling that was hard to make sense out of. But still, they said, you basically got to issue. So some of the sheriffs changed their procedures and issued more and were about a 2 or 3 year backlog. And then they got a legal interpretation. Hey, that's not what the Ninth said. And then the Yolo County Sheriff says, well, I want an en banc, which means 11 of the justices would come together and make a decision on the first decision. And so the en banc came back and said, took it all in consideration. They basically answered a question that was not even presented in the lawsuit. And the question was, hey, there is no Second Amendment right to concealed carry. But it didn't change anything, but it said that sheriffs have the authority to issue based upon good cause and their discretion.
That didn't change the law.
It's always been that way
in California.
And that's what people don't realize. It's always been like that.
And
so what they're just
change.
Saying is they're just saying, well, it, that law is
fair. It will likely get appealed again. They may ask for what is kind of deemed a super en banc, where all the Ninth Circuit comes together and makes a decision, and or it may be appealed to the Supreme Court of the United States.
The problem with this thing is good cause. It's whatever the sheriff thinks is good
here,
cause.
Here in Shasta County.
And that then becomes a very subjective decision based on objectives. Like, here's the objective thing. Yours is objective for the most part.
Mine's pretty simple. Self-defense or self-protection.
Right.
Protection of others and to comply with the law. That's it.
And you don't have something like, is your life in danger? Okay, prove how your life is in danger.
Some sheriffs
they have like 12 different questions you have to, I mean, unless you are under attack.
Some sheriffs do require that you have some articulable facts that you're feeling threatened, your life is in danger because of that. Others do not. And also chiefs of police can issue. And then some require that you have a psychological examination. Well, that can also cost several hundred dollars. The penal code restricts it to $150, and anything above that, the department has to pay. But it's still another one. By the time you get your first permit, your training, and your application processed, it's pretty close to around $350, $360 for the first 2 years total. So it ends up being about $175 a year. So on that one. And then in regards to the river trail, there was also somebody in the chat room that said, hey,
we have to take a break here.
We have to take a break. Okay.
Okay, so there is, and we have somebody on the phone, too. So we're going to take a quick break. Great. Mary, we'll get to you as soon as we get back from these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. 64 degrees out there, going up to 71. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Hello, Christopher Fleischman of Simple Solutions here with a question. Have you ever had to wait a week or more to have a household appliance diagnosed? And to you income property owners, who's the one who gets yelped on by the tenant? Despite your best efforts to make prompt repairs, who takes the hit to their reputation? At Simple Solutions, my response to service calls is generally the same day or the following day. I have over 10 years local appliance repair experience, more than 9 of those years with a prominent local appliance company.
I have repaired thousands of appliances. You could say, since 2005, I've been someone to trust. Since I'm out in the field making repairs, I do not receive telephone calls. So to get quick, expert appliance repair at lower cost, email me at simplesolutions911@gmail.com. Leave a message with the appliance issue and your contact number. I will phone you back as soon as possible. I really will. With Simple Solutions, you have an alternative.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 27 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Better-known business, man's last stronghold, gives discounts to seniors and veterans, and is the very best place in California, maybe even all the West Coast. Oh, I'll just say the United States, which means the world, to get a haircut. Right there at maybe a little hyperbole, but it's the best place to get a haircut around here is Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue across from the subway, right there. Sheriff Tom Basenko is our guest. And, Tom, we've got people lined up here for, you know, to talk, but the last question would be is what would you do quickly to if you were given in charge of the trail, what would you do?
Well, there are a number of things, and the chief and I have always talked about it, about being situationally aware of your surroundings and what's going on. Also, if you're going to use the trail, it is pretty remote in locations, is don't walk alone. Be with somebody.
Yeah, and I won't wear a short skirt and get drunk so I won't get raped. So that's not
my
fault.
That's not part of it. But,
but what you're saying is then, be aware and you've got to
be aware of your
yourself.
Surroundings. What's going on? Carry a cell phone.
What's wrong with sweeping through there and getting rid of this trash?
Well, the chief has done that. He's had bicycle patrols on the trail. He has, we call them ATMUs, all-terrain motorcycle units, which are on-off-road bikes that can travel the trail. He's had them on there. Carry a cell phone. And be able to call someone. Have a pepper spray.
She had that.
I didn't know if she did or didn't.
She's carried
I'm just saying, in general, a stun gun,
a pepper spray, and a cell phone. But unless you're holding them in your hand.
And if someone jumps out from the bushes, that's very difficult to be aware of and to attack you. Increased patrols there. The chief is limited on the amount of personnel that he does have and where they can be assigned. And so it makes it tough. I would never condone vigilantism to going out and maybe trying people patrolling the trail and then just trying to beat up on homeless people or something like that. That's not good. But to be out and aware, we do need more police officers in the city of Redding. We need some more in the county and to make our community safer. We're getting plenty of AB 109 felons here. And then also the Prop 47s, those were felons released from prison. And now our governor wants to have another initiative
to release even more
from prison. And these people will have violent backgrounds as well. Because remember, the 109ers were the three nons. Part of it was nonviolent.
Right.
And they've been released. So now these people that are in prison have a violent background. And he wants to have an initiative to reduce the prison population more. And then you have Lieutenant Governor who wants to have a gun initiative. And he calls it safety for all. And basically it's safety for none. To
take guns away from
law-abiding citizens.
Mary, good morning.
Good morning. My question for Sheriff Thomas, regarding the I-5 corridor, and I know that there's a county above us, the Siskiyou, or the county below us, Colusa, or whatever county's below. Is the sheriff working with these counties as well as with the highway patrol? In other words, just to keep this corridor clear, or do we still have an issue, like traveling the I-5 north or south?
Well, when you say clear, are you talking about criminal activity or drug activity?
Yes, off to the side. You know, you get off the road at the rest areas or whatever. Is that safe?
That's a good question, Mary.
They are. The I-5 has something like over 1,000 vehicles per hour that travel up and down the freeway. And so of those, a certain percentage. At least 1,000. So if you sat along I-5 and started counting vehicles, there'd be
it
a thousand.
It would only be 1,000?
Could be peak times, but they say on average about 1,000. That was the last statistic I had. But that's a lot of cars. So if you stopped I-5, block it off, it backs up to Red Bluff pretty darn quick. And out of that, there's a criminal element. There's drug trafficking that goes up and down I-5. There's stolen vehicles. There's wanted persons. And so for as much as we can, we patrol it. Our deputies are main emphasis is the unincorporated areas of the county, and we get on there and we're responding calls. California Highway Patrol has the main function for traffic and safety on our freeways. We patrol them. Highway Patrol stops in at rest stops as well. But there's always that. You can never know where evil is going to visit and criminal activity is going to visit. If you were at the rest stop and stopped and wanted to shut your eyes for a little bit, I would lock the doors. Again, take that extra precaution and harden your target to where it says somebody couldn't open your door and carjack you or take and rob you.
Okay, Mary, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in,
okay,
Mary.
Okay, did we have somebody else on the line?
We have Ron on the phone.
Ron, are you still there? Hello, Ron?
Ron must have hung up. Ron, if you want, call back in sometime there. So we're talking about the river trail, and the chief is doing as good as the job that he can with the resource that he has available, same as I am with the limited amount of deputies that we have. And so it is good to be aware, carry all that OC spray, and then, again, if you're walking the trail or running the trail, be with some friends, or biking the trail, be with some friends, and there are superior in numbers because criminals try and prey on the most vulnerable people. And well, I just wish that 83-year-old lady a speedy recovery and a full recovery and hope that we find that individual.
I wish that she'd take a concealed carry course and be ready.
You know,
okay, let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question. As I understand it, California has some of the strictest gun control laws in the country.
You're correct.
So when they talk about, when you hear federal or national people talk about increasing gun control, are they more or less talking about the states that don't have the control that California has, which I would probably agree with?
No, they're talking about trying to increase it from all, and what they're doing is they're not addressing the real problem. The real problem is the criminal element. It is not the law-abiding citizen. Everybody that purchases a gun from a gun dealer has to go through at least a federal background check all over the United States. Now, some states do not require going through a background check if you're doing a personal sales between two individuals. Not all states are like that. California, if you're selling a gun to another person, you have to go through a dealer to have that transaction for it to be legal. But most of these things are not going to impact the criminal. They're not addressing the persons that have criminal backgrounds or felons in possession of guns or people that have mental health issues. Some states don't report mental health issues to the database that would restrict a person from firing a firearm. But California is one of the strictest. There was a number of gun bills that just passed through the Assembly and Senate, and those are going to be more restrictive for law-abiding citizens. It's not going to impact the criminal. They're not going to follow the law.
Well, I totally agree with that, but I thought maybe some states were very lax in their gun control as opposed to California.
Well, you got some
would be in favor of making them at least equal to California.
Well, some states you can get in, you have the instant background check. But also, you can go into a store and get a gun, you know, 10 minutes later.
Some states don't have a 10-day waiting period. A 10-day waiting period was designed originally in California not to do a background check. It was designed as a cooling-off period, so maybe somebody that was angry could have a cooling-off period before they walked out with that handgun. The one that was in Florida was able to purchase those guns over a couple of days, and they don't have a waiting period there. But also the states that have the strictest gun control laws are also the states that have some of the highest crime rates. Illinois, the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. I know that's not a state. It's a district. New York also has a high crime rate with gun-related crimes, and California. But since 1981, gun sales have been going up. They've been at the record high levels the most recently in the last few years. But violent crime with guns have gone down. So right now, with the most amount of guns, the most amount of gun owners in America, we're better seeing less crime, but the laws are not addressing the criminals and the criminal offenders. So thanks for calling in, Ron.
I totally agree with that.
Okay, Ron.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
You know, just before we were switching back to, we were talking about the Orlando incident, what we have locally here. And locally, in addition to working with the federal government on our Regional Threat Assessment Center, you know, Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we have a SWAT team. Reading PD has a SWAT team. We train on a regular basis, also for active shooters. We have an armored vehicle here that we have in the we call it an operational area.
Which, by the way, they used in the takedown in Orlando because
right.
the explosive charges did not knock the wall down, and they had to hit it with a armored vehicle to open up a gap so people could get out.
And so they're probably using some deck cord to try and open up holes in the walls to get in. And when you say an explosive charge, wasn't like
they've got to be able to open the wall and yet not have such an explosion that it just overpressure kills everybody.
Also,
inside.
For the sheriff's office, we have some Humvees, and those are armored Humvees that we acquired through the what we call the 1033 program, where we can get military surplus.
When are you going to sell those?
Hopefully not. We have to have them for our staff as well.
I'd like to have one of those.
But the president put some restrictions on it after Ferguson, and that you couldn't get armored vehicles or tracked vehicles as well to have, and those are all very beneficial for law enforcement.
I'm not sure why you need tracked vehicles, but okay.
Well, you could have a tracked vehicle if that's all that was available versus the doesn't mean that it's going to be necessarily a tank, but you can have an armored personnel carrier still tracked.
Sure.
They make some with six wheels as well, but it's a matter of having protection for the officers, and they're free from the federal government.
If it's free, it's good.
Yeah.
Well, what I like to think is that you have them there for, you know, if there's people laying in the streets, you can use this to get them out of the streets.
Down in San Bernardino, they had a tracked, basically it's a military Bobcat, a tracked vehicle that's armored, and they use it for a bomb, but they also have a platform on the front that's armored, and they can put three or four operators on the front of it and operate it in close quarters. And so that's, in some cases, better than an armored vehicle where you can get it in and out of.
Okay.
And so we do work with that. We train. We have our critical incident. If there was a critical incident, like an active shooter, we would all be tacked out real quick because we're limited in the size. We also have the California Highway Patrol. We have the California Law Enforcement Mutual Aid, where we can request assistance from other agencies. And so initially, for the initial response, we're here. But then if it goes into something long-term, we'd have to look for Law Enforcement Mutual Aid.
Okay. We're here with Sheriff Thomas Engel talking about how, you know, how law enforcement here, as did Rob Pelletti yesterday, about how they work together, how they all train for active shooters, how they, you know, how the other organizations will come in and back up local authorities if something like this happens. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these announcements.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Marvel is an owl flies inches from your head. See a porcupine up close and try to dig faster than a badger at Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Trust. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service, the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning, everybody. Linda's on assignment this morning. 64 degrees out there, going up to 71. Bob, it looks like we're going to have some weather today, though. It looks like a little rain. And
looks like we got a high probability of rain later in the afternoon. So if you're and it's going to be cold up in the upper elevation. So if you're thinking about doing some camping or hiking this weekend, be mindful of that, because weather can turn ugly on you very high, very bad at the high elevation.
But at the lower elevations, you can go to the fair, which opens today at noon. I'll be there at 7 o'clock tonight judging one of the contests in the area. I love fairs. I love walking through all those places. I love watching the, the kids with the, with the animals and all this.
They put a lot of time and effort into those.
My gosh, yes. And then, of course, tomorrow, there's Thursday at Seniors Day. It's free. Today's Kids Day. You can get in free. Big name bands on the schedule out there. You're just going to have a great time.
Racing, auto racing there.
And we gave away those tickets, right?
I did not get a call on those yet.
Wait a minute. Okay, I have tickets for the fair. It's good for today, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday through the 18th. I have two of them. Give us a call, 605-4567 for fair tickets. Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning there. I have a question. What is the law that says your dad can't give you a gun or can give you a gun? What has to happen?
That's called a familial transfer, a family transfer. So a father, mother can pass down their gun or transfer it to their children or grandchildren. And there's a form that's required to be filled out, and I think it's like about a $19, $20 or so fee. You could go to if you do a Google search, and look up California State Attorney General Department of Justice Bureau of Firearms. Mm-hmm. That will take you to the Bureau of Firearms website, and there's a frequently asked questions section there, and it will talk about the forms and how to do a familial transfer between like father, son, mother, daughter. It doesn't go to like your first cousin removed or anything like that, or in-laws or anything, but it's mainly your immediate blood relative family.
When did that law go into effect?
It's been many years, and so it's nothing recent, so you've always been able to do that. And then it's a little bit different. Let's say if your son lived in another state, there's another way to do that other than a familial transfer as well. But if you were selling it to John Q. Citizen, a friend or a neighbor, you have to go through a licensed gun dealer there.
Okay, and one more question. When I pass away, my gun, I'd like my guns to be able to go to my son, and he's a legal, he has a CCW, so he's could own, he owns guns already. But how do I do that? Can I put it in my will? Or
you should have it in your will or a trust, depending on what you have, and always encourage people to have one or both, and then put that in there, and then probably the executor or the trustee of the estate would have to do the transfer then, and there's ways to do that.
Okay.
But very good questions.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks for calling in.
You know, Ron, I have that in my will, is that all my weapons will go to my son-in-law.
Yeah.
And with a couple exceptions, but but it's in there very clear.
The only ones, just to clarify too, the only ones that you can't transfer, if you had a registered assault weapon, which I don't like the term anyway, but that's what they use in California. A registered assault weapon is that cannot be transferred to anybody that is not on the permit.
Well, isn't this new Gavin Newsom or one of the new laws coming up saying is if you've got a centerfire rifle with a removable magazine, that
semi-automatic,
that it becomes it's got to be registered as an assault weapon.
Yes,
and if that's the case, you can take off that bullet button, right?
Don't know that the law doesn't specify that, because then you'd be also altering that weapon. There's also a piece of legislation, SB 880, Senate Bill 880, that is trying to address that same issue. And Assembly Bill 1664 is trying to turn any semi-automatic centerfire firearm with a detachable magazine into an assault weapon. And there's a whole plethora of bills that ended up getting passed recently state legislature.
I had a Remington self-loader, auto loader, which had, you know, it could hold four rounds. And it's a hunting rifle. It doesn't look anything. It has no. It's just a rifle. Mm-hmm. Just a rifle.
Right.
And which makes that an assault weapon.
Right. A Browning hunting rifle BAR would fall under that because it has a detachable magazine. A Winchester Model 100, now obsolete.
Yeah.
A Remington 7.42.
Yeah.
But there's a whole bunch of them out there. But a bunch of these bills just passed at the California legislature. They have to go over to the Senate side. And then there's a bunch in the Senate as well that have to go to the Assembly side. And so I think you have Sam Paredes on a regular basis.
Yeah, we're going to have Sam on one of these days. Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. Bob, did you have something?
So, if you legitimately bought, say, a ranch rifle some years ago, there's a record of it somewhere. Now, right. Is DOJ going to start, if these laws pass, all these new lawbreakers, are they going to start tracking them down and saying register it, or we're going to throw you in? Wait, we can't throw you in jail. There is no jail.
The answer to that is basically yes, because then if it's in the database, they could have that. What they did under the Roberti Ruse Act, which was the original assault weapon bill, not a lot of people registered it, and then they had an amnesty period for people to register and quote, become legal, and then still not all the assault weapons were registered in California. But then if you get caught with it, then it's a law violation.
So if I bought an M4 before this law, do I have to turn around and go back and re-register it? I mean, it's already been licensed to me.
Yes, because it was not a registered assault weapon if this becomes law.
All right. Okay, let's move on from there.
Okay.
Let's talk about deputies here in numbers. Why is it that, I'm hearing there's maybe an increase. Of course, the taxes are staying kind of stagnant.
Right.
I did not realize that only 13 cents
of every dollar.
Is it every dollar?
Yeah.
I thought it was just 13 cents period out of your property taxes
came to the city. To
the county.
Right. 13 cents out of every dollar becomes what is discretionary out of property taxes.
Okay. So that comes to the county then?
It comes to the county.
I thought he said it's only 13 cents out of your property taxes.
No,
goes.
No, 13 cents out of every dollar property taxes.
Oh, I missed, because I said if that's the case, I'll come down and pay and give you a quarter.
Still, but that's some pretty limited. There.
I'll just take that 13 cents.
We've been trying to hire deputies and deputy sheriffs, deputy correctional officers for quite some time. We're doing a little bit better now. I recently went to two graduations, then at Butte College and one in Napa Valley College. We picked up a couple of officers there. We had some that were in background, some washed out of background for a variety of reasons. It can be drug use, theft of stealing some stuff. And it's crazy, even though they're still trying to be law enforcement. And there was a number of chiefs of police at both of these graduations. And same thing from all the way from the Bay Area up to our Northern California area. Every one of them is having challenges on hiring qualified applicants.
So
part of it is the Ferguson effect, which they say.
But part of it is the money that we offer up here, isn't it?
For at least Shasta County Sheriff's deputies and the smaller rural counties, absolutely it is. We're lower paying, but we do have the Great North State here, and we're located within about 4 hours of everywhere. But you still have to be able to put food on the table and care for your family.
How much do your deputies make hourly, starting out?
Hourly, a deputy sheriff for patrol, about $23 per hour, and then up to about $29 for an hour top step.
Well, that's more than firemen make.
I don't know what firemen.
Well, firemen, if they're beginning firemen, I think they're restricted. I think it's like 30.
And I don't know
like,
if that's
like $14 an hour or something.
Well,
like
I don't know if that's city fire.
That's city fire.
And it's probably an apprentice position,
yes.
Not a full time
yes.
position.
Right. Well,
these are full time.
They start, and then but. Then they get hired.
These are full time officers that have their academy. The apprentice position wouldn't have all their training.
Okay, so $23 an hour.
Then you have to take
plus
out
overtime.
Plus some overtime, but you have to take out, of course, taxes, retirement, your insurance for medical insurance for you and your family, and that ends up being quite a bit.
How many do you have injured at any one time?
Right now we're not doing too bad. I think we only have a few out on injury right now. So and then those are more short term. Injuries, but I know that the chief was had at one time quite a few out on long term,
like 10%
when
of people.
They were getting injured from biting people that were on methamphetamine and heroin and other things, and some ended up retiring out.
Yeah,
and so it's a challenge to find good people, and we are hiring. We're trying to get people hired for the jail as well, and then for the new facility that will open up in a couple of years.
Well. Tom, we got like a minute for you to say something.
Oh, well, I still have a ton of stuff.
I know.
Hey, we are hiring a new forensic pathologist that will do the autopsies here. And so she's coming up from Southern California and will be here next week. And then maybe I can get her on the show here as well. And she'll be, you know, get in touch with all the doctors in the area.
She's not going to smell like formaldehyde, is she?
No, no.
Okay.
So,
just wondering.
Great, great person. A lot of college and medical school training to get to where she is today, and we're very fortunate.
I would love
to
have her on because
yeah.
that, to me, is a very interesting type of, you know, what exactly do they do?
I always enjoy coming on here, and I want to just remind people we do have the November vote coming up, and so to be informed and exercise your right to vote, especially if you're a gun owner or maybe you're a potential gun owner, be aware of what's going on in our state capitol and with the gun legislation and have your voice be heard there.
Absolutely, because it's really important here. Okay, tomorrow, Trish Clark will be joining me, and we've got a bunch of great guests coming on. And then Friday, we have Sheriff John Lopey from Siskiyou County, who wants to talk about the shoddy reporting of the record searchlight and the attack piece that was totally untrue. All of this week. Have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. We don't yet know where or when, but Donald Trump will be sitting down with the NRA. They'll talk about ways to keep people on terrorism watch lists or no-fly lists from buying guns. Turns out Orlando gunman Omar Mateen was on the government's terror watch list for a time. On Capitol Hill, top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says lawmakers are set to act.
Nobody wants terrorists to have firearms. We're open to serious suggestions from the experts as to what we might be able to do to be helpful.
Orlando's mayor says Mateen drove around the Orlando area the night before the nightclub massacre, visiting several spots. Investigators also looking into how much his wife may have known about the plot in advance. An official briefed on the case says authorities believe she knew of plans for the deadly attack, but she has not been charged. Police have been alerted to the possibility that small groups of terrorists have left Syria for France and Belgium with plans to